You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Peter Cantarellis, the CEO and owner of lookup.com.au that provides IT managed services to small to medium-sized enterprises and franchise groups. Peter, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. So I understand you recently launched a new vision, Making IT Simple. Why did you choose to do this at this time, and what was the process like?
It was a get together of the team, just getting together to come up with a new vision. And it was, you know, we do a lot in IT. We do a lot of facets of IT. So we sat down together as a group and thought, this is way too complicated. We do so much stuff, but what do we do best? We actually make things easy for our client. We take away all the difficulties of transitioning through all the network of the complications and the complexities of technology, and we remove all that and make it really simple for our client, and then hence we came up with a new motto, which is making IT simple. So it was very clear after going through our vision and trying to work out what our values are and how we do things best for our customers to realize that it's all about making it simple. And that's where that came from.
Now, what are some of the key areas in the small, medium enterprise vertical that you see needing to be fixed after every engagement?
Most of it comes down to, you know, the communication facet, the end user experience, customer engagement, creating efficiencies between, you know, most of our customers have customers. I'm trying to help them better experience their engagement with their clients using technology, and better enablers of that. We've got a lot of solutions in our repertoire that help us develop these solution sets, which help with customer engagement. And that's the key. The key is to understand the customer's business processes, how they make money, where their pain points are, and trying to alleviate those pain points with great technology.
Today we are joined by Peter Cantarellis, the CEO and owner of lookup.com.au that provides IT managed services to small to medium-sized enterprises and franchise groups here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Peter, how are you seeing cloud technology help small businesses? And there seems to be a fear of large cost and overhaul associated with the cloud. Touch on that from your experience.
Look, cloud is a daunting area, especially when customers don't understand it and what its capabilities are and what it can give the business. In terms of our experience with transitioning customers to cloud, I mean, initially it's daunting for them. There's a perception out there. Is my data safe? Is it secure? What do I need to do this? You know, change management, people don't like to change. But certainly, as you go through the process of migrating people into the cloud, and the benefits far outweigh their fears once they've completed the task or the procedure of moving across. A lot of my customers have come back to me and say, I should have done this a long time ago. I should have listened to you 4 months ago, Peter. So cloud's a very positive thing. As long as it's done properly, there's a lot of people in our industry that don't do things properly in terms of cloud. Trying to maximize profits, not necessarily putting clients in the right cloud infrastructure. So there is a bit of a minefield out there. Some of our peers out there, but you know, the likes of Microsoft and are doing some great work around data centers and and localization of data centers in Australia, which takes away a lot of the fear of security and privacy, international laws, and all that kind of those kind of fears that come up in the conversations. So, you know, our experience and most of our client experience in terms of transitioning to cloud or hybrid, which means best of both worlds, having services locally and in the cloud, are actually working well for us, and we've got a lot of happy customers out there.
And I'm sure you do. Now, doing this for 16 years, what do you still get a kick out of when dealing with IT?
There's a couple of things. I think from a customer engagement perspective, seeing one of the biggest kicks I get is when customers have a lot of pain and we resolve it, especially new clients that have been struggling with, you know, technology and being able to come in and bed down new technologies and have those arguments with them and help them transition into the right way of doing things, and then watching them flourish because of that. That's, I get a big kick out of that, and the growth I get out of that contribution that we give by through our technologies helps their business grow and become more profitable and more economically viable. That's probably the biggest kick. The second biggest kick for me personally is that I'm in an industry that's constantly changing, so I don't get bored. There's always something new to look at, you know, whether it's cloud technologies or new server infrastructure or new PCs coming out or VR or AR or artificial intelligence. There's always new things to learn, but always new things to apply in the real business world, in the business world, and able to deliver different and new innovative solution sets to solve people's problems out there. So that's probably the second biggest thing I get, is that changing in technologies.
Well, Peter, it certainly has been great to have connected with you and to be introduced to lookup.com.au. And we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a happy 2017.
Thank you very much.
We have been speaking with Peter Cantarellis, the CEO and owner of lookup.com.au, that provides IT managed services to small and medium-sized enterprises and franchise groups. And once again, for more information, simply visit lookup.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.